Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 16. Conclusion of the Teachings to Sanatan Goswami, Part 3. Mrigahari, Enemy of Animals. There is also another meaning to the word Nirgrantha. The word can also mean foolish hunter or wretched poor man. There is one instance of a hunter who attained salvation and engaged himself in the devotional service of the Lord simply by associating with the pure devotee Narada. Indeed, Lord Chaitanya told Sanatana Goswami the following story of the hunter's meeting with Narada. Once there was a hunter in the forest of Prayag who was fortunate enough to meet Narada Muni when the great sage was returning from Vaikuntha after visiting Lord Narayana. Narada came to Prayag in order to bathe in the confluence of the Ganges and Yamuna, and while passing through the forest, Narada saw a bird lying on the ground. The bird was half killed, having been pierced by an arrow, and the bird was chirping pitifully. Further on, Narada saw a deer flopping about in agony. Further, Narada saw that a boar was also suffering, and in yet another place, Narada saw a rabbit twitching in pain. All of this made Narada very compassionate, and he began to think, "Who is this foolish man who has committed such sins?" This is because devotees of the Lord are generally compassionate upon the miseries of other living entities. So what to speak of the great sage Narada? Narada became very much aggrieved by this scene, and after proceeding a few steps, Narada saw a hunter engaged in hunting with bow and arrows. The hunter's complexion was very dark, and his eyes were red. It appeared to be dangerous just to see the hunter standing there with his bow and arrows, looking just like an associate of Yamaraj, death personified. Seeing the hunter, Narada Muni entered deeper into the forest in order to approach the hunter. And as Narada passed through the forest, all the animals who were caught in the hunter's traps fled away. So the hunter became very angry at this, and he was just about to call Narada vile names. But due to the influence of saintly Narada, the hunter could not utter such blasphemies. Rather, with gentle behavior, the hunter questioned Narada. "My dear sir, why have you come here while I am hunting? Have you strayed from the general path? Because you have come here, all the animals in my traps have fled." "Yes, I am sorry, dear hunter, but I have come to you in order to find my own path and to inquire from you. For I have seen that there are many boars, deer, and rabbits on the path, and they are lying on the forest floor, half dead, flopping about. Who has committed these sinful acts?" "What you have seen is all right, for it has been done by me." "My dear hunter, if you are indeed hunting all these poor animals, why do you not kill them at once immediately? Instead, you have killed them, and they are suffering in their death pangs. Oh, this is a great sin. If you want to kill an animal, why don't you kill it completely? Why do you leave it half killed and allow the animal to die flopping around?" "My dear lord, my name is Mrigahari, enemy of animals, and I am simply following the teachings of my father, who taught me to half-kill animals and leave them flopping about. When a half-dead animal suffers, I take great pleasure in it. My dear Mrigari, now I beg one thing from you only. Please accept it. Oh, yes, sir. I shall give you whatever you like. Why, if you want some animal skins, just come to my house. I have many skins of animals, including tigers and deer. I shall give you whatever you like. No, 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 I do not want such things. However, I do want something else from you. If you kindly grant it to me, I shall tell you. Please, henceforth, from tomorrow, whenever you kill an animal, please kill it completely. Do not leave it half dead. My dear sir, what are you asking of me? What is the difference between half killing an animal and killing it completely? Try to understand. If you half kill the animals, they suffer great pain. And if you give too much pain to other living entities, you thus commit great sin. There is a great offense committed when you kill an animal completely, but the offense is much greater when you half kill it. Indeed, the pain which you give half-dead animals will have to be accepted by you in a future birth. Although Mrigari was very sinful, his heart had now become softened, and so Mrigari became afraid of his sins by virtue of the association with a great devotee like Narada. Those who are grossly sinful are not at all afraid of committing sins, but here we can see that because his purification began in the association of a great devotee like Narada, the hunter became afraid of his sinful activities. Therefore, Mrigari replied, "My dear sir, from my very childhood, I have been taught to kill animals in this way. So please, tell me now how I can get rid of all the offenses and sinful activities which I have accumulated. Now I am surrendering unto your lotus feet. Please save me from all the reactions of my sinful activities which I have committed in the past. And please direct me to the proper path so that I can become free." "My dear hunter, if you actually want to follow my directions, then I can tell you the real path by which you can be freed from sinful reactions. Yes, I shall follow whatever you say without hesitation." Narada then told Mrigari to first break his bow. Only then would Narada disclose the path of liberation. "You are asking me to break my bow? If I break it, what will be the means of my livelihood?" "Oh, Mrigari, do not worry about your livelihood, for I shall send you sufficient grains in order to live." The hunter Mrigari then broke his bow and fell down at the feet of Narada. Narada got Mrigari to stand up, and Narada thus instructed Mrigari further, "Now, just go to your home and distribute whatever money and valuables you have to devotees and brahmanas. Then, just come out and follow me, wearing only one cloth. You should construct a small thatched house on the bank of a river and sow the tulsi plant by that house. Just circumambulate the tulsi tree and every day taste one fallen leaf. And above all, always chant, 'Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.' Now, as far as your livelihood is concerned, I shall send you grains, but you will only accept as much grain as you require for yourself and your wife. Narada then relieved the half-dead animals, and getting freed from their dreadful condition, they fled away. Upon seeing Narada execute this miracle, the dark hunter Mrigaari was struck with wonder. After taking Narada to his home, Mrigaari bowed down again at the feet of Narada. Narada then returned to his place, and the hunter Mrigaari, after returning home, began to execute the instructions Narada had given him. In the meantime, news spread amongst all the villages that the hunter had become a devotee. Consequently, the residents of the villages came to see this new Vaishnava. For it is the Vedic custom to bring grains and fruits whenever one goes to see a saintly person. And since all the villagers now saw that Mrigaari had actually turned into a great devotee, they brought eatables with them. Every day Mrigaari was thus offered grains and fruit, so much so that no less than 10 to 20 people could have eaten there. And according to Narada's instructions, Mrigaari did not accept anything more than what he and his wife required for their sustenance. And after some days had passed, Narada told his friend Parvata Muni, "I have a disciple. Let us visit him and see if he is doing well." When the two sages, Narada and Parvata, went to the hunter's home, Mrigaari saw his spiritual master coming from a distance, and Mrigaari began to approach Narada with great respect. On his way to greet the great sages, the hunter Mrigaari saw that there were many ants on the ground before him, and that they were hindering his passage. When Mrigaari reached the sages, he tried to bow down before them. But Mrigaari saw that there were so many ants that he could not bow down without crushing them. Thus, Mrigaari slowly cleared away the ants with his claw. When Narada saw that the hunter, Mrigaari, was trying to save the lives of the ants in this way, Narada was reminded of a verse from the Skanda Purana. "It is not wonderful that a devotee of the Lord is not inclined to give any sort of pain to anyone, not even to an ant." Although the hunter Mrigaari formerly took great pleasure in half-killing animals, now, since the hunter had become a great devotee of the Lord, Mrigaari was not prepared to give pain even to an ant. The hunter thus received the two great sages at his home and offered them a sitting place, brought them water, washed their feet, took water to them to drink, and finally, both he and his wife touched the water with their heads. After this, the hunter and his wife began to feel ecstasy and thus began to dance and sing, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." They raised their hands and danced with their clothes flying. And when the two great sages saw this ecstasy of love of Godhead manifest in the body of the hunter, Parvata Muni then told Narada, "Do me how, Sparsha Mani? O Narada, indeed you are a touchstone, for by your association, even a great hunter has turned into a great devotee." There is a verse in the Skanda Purana which states, "Aho dhanyosi devarshe, kripaya yasya tat kshanat, nicho api utpulako lebe, Lubdako Ratam Achyute. My dear Devarshi Narada, you are glorious, for by your mercy, even the lowest creature, a hunter of animals, also became elevated to the path of devotion and attained transcendental attachment for Krishna. At length, Narada inquired of the hunter devotee, "So, are you getting your food regularly?" "O Gurudev, you send so many people, and they bring so many eatables, that we cannot begin to eat them." "That's all right. Whatever you are getting is all right. Now, just continue your devotional service in that way." And after Narada had spoken this, both Narada and Parvati Muni disappeared from the home of Mrigaari. Lord Chaitanya thus recited this story in order to show that even a hunter can engage in devotional service of Krishna by the influence of pure devotees. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 16, Conclusion of the Teachings to Sanatan Goswami, Part 3, Mrigaari, Enemy of Animals. Recorded August 14, 2021 by Nirantara Das. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Bhajahu re mana Srinanda nandana Abhaya charanara Vindare Dullabha manava Janama sat sange taroho evava sindure. Shita atapa bhata barishana edjina janami jagire. Bipale sevinu kripana durajana chappala sukalava lagire. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nama Eva Kevalam.